The book of Numbers is the fourth book of the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible which were written by Moses. Its Hebrew title is In the Desert, but the Greek translators changed the name to Numbers. This title was given because of the census that was taken first in the desert of Sinai, the second year after the people of Israel came out of Egypt, and then again in the 40th year, on the banks of the River Jordan. The book of Numbers recounts the life of the Israelites in the wilderness up to the time they entered the Promised Land. After leaving Egypt, the children of Israel journeyed by stages until they reached Mount Horeb in the desert of Sinai, where God gave the people the Ten Commandments and many other laws. They set up the tabernacle according to God's instructions, and the life of the nation was organized under the leadership of Moses and the chosen officials. Before the Israelites set out on their journey to the land of Canaan, God told Moses and Aaron to take a census of the people for military purposes. They were to count the number of fighting men able to serve in the army. All the Israelites, 20 years old or more, were listed by name, as the Lord commanded Moses. The tribe of Levi, however, was not numbered with the others. The Levites were not called to be soldiers. Their task was to care for and transport the tabernacle. 12 leaders, one from each tribe, assisted Moses and Aaron with the census. On its completion, it was found that Israel could muster an army of more than 600,000 men. God also gave Moses instructions concerning the campsite for each tribe. The tabernacle was to be in the center of the camp, with the tribes positioned around it some distance away. Each Israelite was to camp under his standard with the banners of his family. The divisions of the tribes of Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun were stationed to the east, Reuben, Simeon, and Gad to the south. On the west lay the camps of Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin, and to the north those of Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. As for the Levites, they were to camp round the tent of meeting in the middle of the other tribes, while Moses, Aaron, and his sons were placed near the entrance to the tabernacle on the east side. A census was also taken of the men of the tribe of Levi. The Levites were unlike the other tribes, as they were consecrated to the Lord. God commanded Moses to hold a service of ordination for Aaron, the high priest, and his sons. Then the Levites were set apart for the Lord at a special ceremony to do the work of the tabernacle. God said that he took the Levites in place of every firstborn male of all the other tribes. Each branch of this tribe received from God a special task in the service of the sanctuary. No one else had the right to touch the tabernacle, its furnishings, or the holy articles. The Levites were to mount and dismount the tent of meeting and to carry the ark and all the sacred furniture whenever the Israelites moved camp. God also gave Aaron and his sons a beautiful blessing that they were to pronounce over the people of Israel. They were to say, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace." "So they will put my name on the Israelites," said the Lord, "and I will bless them." One morning the people saw that the pillar of cloud had lifted from its place above the tabernacle. This was the signal that they were to strike camp. The lifting of the cloud was God's marching orders to the nation. The Israelites folded their tents and packed their belongings. Aaron and his two sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, went into the sanctuary to cover the sacred furniture. The princes of Israel had given them 6 covered carts and 12 oxen to transport the different parts of the tabernacle. When the cloud lifted and moved away from the tent of meeting, the Levites removed its 4 coverings and dismantled the golden frames, which they put into the carts, with the crossbars, veil, curtains, and posts. But the sacred furniture had to be carried by the Levites themselves. When everything was ready, the silver trumpet sounded, and the tribes set out in the order given by God, with the sanctuary in the center. The Israelites left the desert of Sinai on the 20th day of the 2nd month, in the 2nd year after they came out of Egypt, and they traveled from place to place until the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. Next episode, the people's complaints.